we felt like, you know, if you clap and you feel it, we felt like people was recording back records then. It wasn't that it was any magic to it. They were the magic. They was feeling the song how they were clapping, and we just got in there and said, like, let's clap.
From hand claps to horn arrangements, Rafael Sadiq captures the heart and soul of R&B's past on his new solo album, Naturally and Simply, because he lives and breathes the music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Over the past few years, when retros often sounded more contemporary than classic, Rafael Sadiq's chosen to keep it authentic, embracing the roots of Motown in his own music. He may wish he was born a few decades earlier in order to hang and learn from the greats, but Rafael's made an important mark on music over the last 20 years. Some of that is solo work, which now totals 3 albums, including his latest, The Way I See It. And yes, he started out in Tony, Tony, Tony back in the late 80s. But more recently, you'll find his name in the liner notes of records by, among others, D'Angelo and Joss Stone, taking on the role of producer. Is that fun for you when you're working with other people versus your own thing? Is it fun not to be in charge of everything sometimes and just be?
Oh, yeah.
What are the pros and cons for you, Rafael?
It's fun not to be in charge all the time, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't really pay attention to the things I've done before, like all the records that I've been on, because, you know, I did so many different things, work with so many different type of artists. You know, sometimes I forget, you know, like I worked with the Bee Gees on a song that the Bee Gees wrote, but I produced it. I was just so caught up with being around Barry and, you know, trying to steal everything that he ever, like, thought about. You know, I just, like, everything he said, I was listening. It was more that experience to me than the actual song producing. I don't really care about the producing thing. That's a title. When I am working with somebody as a producer, I try to see myself as a band member because mm-hmm. I come from a band. So I put myself in a band position, which makes a lot of the pressure is off of me because I just treat it like I'm the band member. We all just putting it together, except they're paying me to produce, you know.
And then how is that different when you're working on your own records?
My own record is a little more pressure.
Yeah.
It should be opposite, but it's a little more pressure mm-hmm. because I'm a little harder on myself and I'm not hard on other singers. There was always something burning that was good for my soul. As I walked through the yard, I could feel your presence giving me the time of my life and showering me with life lessons. Now I know what it means when you said keep your head to the sky and don't bother to fit in and don't feel you have to try. This role is strange, so strange, so strange it is. You know it really hurts inside, yeah. No matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes.
Talk to us a little bit about the build, because you take some of the great stuff, but you add your own thing to it, Rafael, and what is that?
Well, it's part of missing, of wanting to be just hanging around the greats, you know, just looking at pictures and wishing you were there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about dreaming, you know, just you know you can't go back and hang around them, but that's what you want more than just, you know, just the music, to be in those sessions. And so you dream up your own sessions and you just dream, and if you, like, you know, you go to sleep and you wake up with something on your mind and just kind of go there. It took me like maybe 2.5 years, close to 3, because I stopped for some production, you know, due to Joss Stone's record but all the time, this music has been like a staple in my life, you know, riding the car with my father, my mother, it playing in the house. So it's been there. If you were my friend and you ride in my car, you would, you know, you'd probably go like, oh, yeah, we expect that.
Somebody tell me what's going wrong. Don't leave my baby for too long. Somebody please tell me what's going wrong. They say them legs broke and my baby's gone. It's been a couple of days and a real dark night. I miss my only child, I ain't seen her since that night. She left home around 8 and never to return. Our bodies floating through that. Somebody tell me what's going wrong? ain't seen my baby for too long.
That's Raphael Sadiq in a live version of Big Easy, recorded at FUV. To hear the complete conversation and performance, head to the online archives at WFUV.org.